Cooking tips, food news, Connecticut restaurants. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, it's Tuesday in The Feed. That means we always talk food with our friend Alex from CT Food Girly. You can follow her on Instagram. She's got great photos, great content, all about food in Connecticut. And this week we're talking mac and cheese, one of my favorite foods, and my four-year-old daughter's favorite food, too. And you got some great picks here in Connecticut from mac and cheese, huh, Alex?
Yeah, I love this topic. Huge mac and cheese lover. So I'm going to start us out with Mackin' Out, which is located right in Milford on the Boston Post Road. They offer mac and cheese bites, mac and cheese stuffed jalapenos, deep fried mac and cheese, and even chili mac spring rolls, which sounds delicious. There's also a spot in New Haven that's called Jordan's Hot Dogs and Mac. They serve a great hummus hot dog with mac and cheese, and they also offer a bunch of add-ons to your hot dog if you really want to pile it all on.
And no matter how old you are, hot dogs and mac and cheese go together perfectly, no matter what.
It is. It's the combination we never knew we needed.
It's true.
There's also J. Rue's in North Haven, which offers chili mac. So it's their homemade mac and cheese mixed with their spicy chili, perfect for a cold winter night, I think. And they also offer their mac and cheese as an entree. You could add ham or bacon, buffalo chicken, which I know a ton of people like, or even picked lobster meat. Then there's Bear's Barbecue. I love it here. They have a location in New Haven and Hartford. They offer the Mac Attack, which is their mac and cheese piled high with your choice of barbecued meat. They also have their Bear Attack, which is cornbread, mac and cheese, and your choice of barbecued meat. So two really great mac and cheese sides from Bear's Barbecue.
Nice.
And lastly, there's the Corner Pug in Hartford. For one of their entrees, they have the Pug Mac and Cheese, which is baked ziti with swish, Gruyere and cheddar cheese topped with breadcrumbs. Doesn't that sound amazing?
Wow, that sounds so good. And mac and cheese, you're right, it's perfect for the wintertime. It's like comfort food, but you can do it so many different ways. There's all these different combinations. These all sound awesome.
Yeah. What do you think about putting seafood with mac and cheese?
So I think lobster is the only thing I'm fine with. Anything else, it doesn't seem
right?
Like it goes, but lobster for some reason, lobster mac and cheese is great.
It is, especially if it's fresh lobster. The two just go hand in hand.
So good. All right, so mac and cheese, definitely check these places out. I'll put them up at star999.com. And Alex, CT Food Girl, you can follow her on Instagram. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you guys next week.